Do you want to put your pro-life convictions into action? Find out how next on Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined by our Associate Director, Janet Morena. And Janet, many people ask us all the time, how do I prevent the abortion industry from benefiting from my money when I'm doing business with different businesses and companies that might in fact support the abortion industry? Today we're going to talk with a nation's leading expert on answering that question and introduce our telephone guest today.
Yes, well, we have on the line Doug Scott from Life Decisions International, and welcome to the program, Doug.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, Doug, why don't you just tell our listeners basically a little bit about your ministry and the work that you're doing?
I'd be glad to. Life Decisions International was created in 1992, and I'd actually originally had worked with the Christian Action Council, which at the time was the largest Protestant pro-life organization in the country, and we discovered that there were several companies, for example, AT&T, that were giving money to Planned Parenthood, and of course, we all know what Planned Parenthood does, and that's pretty deadly. So not liking that, we decided to challenge them, and we were actually successful in convincing AT&T to stop giving money to Planned Parenthood. And then the Christian Action Council decided to stop doing public policy work and only do crisis pregnancy center work, which I certainly couldn't blame them for. But we didn't want this project to die, so Life Decisions International was created to basically challenge Planned Parenthood's agenda, and our chief project is a boycott of those companies that support Planned Parenthood.
So one of the great services that you provide for the movement is, in fact, to keep careful track of various companies and let pro-life people know whether or not those companies do, in fact, support the abortion industry. Tell us how you do the research, how you come to the sure knowledge that a company is or is not engaged in supporting the abortion industry.
Well, that's a good question. There are actually many different ways in which we obtain the information. Let me say from the outset, though, that we never publish anything we can't prove. So unless we're 100% convinced with documents or from the horse's mouth sort of thing, that a company is giving to Planned Parenthood, we will not release the information. One way that we get, actually the most important way and the most common way, is Planned Parenthood annual reports. Every local Planned Parenthood affiliate will issue an annual report, or even their newsletters. They're sometimes dumb enough to put in there that X and such company supported our efforts. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way. Other ways are IRS 990 forms. There's actually corporate reports that the corporations themselves release. They'll often say, here's who we give to, here's the kinds of groups that we support. And actually, the strangest one was we had a company vice president call us and say, the president of this company is giving to Planned Parenthood. I don't like it. I can't get him to stop. So I think you should put us on the boycott list.
How about that?
Yeah. Can't beat that. That's a pretty good story.
That's right.
Well, then, first of all, how would people access this list, Doug?
Yeah, well, they can go to our website, mm-hmm. and we have a page there for how to get the list. The list is only available by mail, the main list. We have two lists. The main list is available by mail because if we were to put it online, we basically would be publishing a boycott list for the other side to use. So the other side would take this information, and then they would contact these companies and try to get them to keep supporting Planned Parenthood. And in fact, Planned Parenthood in the past is basically extorted money from these companies, saying that if you stop giving to us, we're going to make your lives miserable and boycott you. So what we've done is we've told these companies that, look, we won't put this online, but what we will do is if we can convince you to stop giving, we won't even then say to everybody, ha-ha, we caught such and such company to stop giving. We'll just take you off the boycott list and not say any reason why. Mm-hmm. So if a company wanted to say, well, it was a mistake in the first place, we aren't going to argue with that. The point is they're not giving to Planned Parenthood anymore. The other list that we have, and this is relatively new, is a list of local businesses that support Planned Parenthood. And since this is relatively new, we don't have a list for every state yet, but the list keeps growing. So online, you can access what businesses in your local area or in your state give to Planned Parenthood, and that all that information is online.
Now, what should a person do? They go to the list, they see companies that are in their community. What's the next step of action for them to take?
The most important thing that they do is they contact the company. Because if you don't contact the company, you know, just politely say, look, I understand you're giving to Planned Parenthood. Here's why I oppose Planned Parenthood, just two or three sentences. And I would hope that you would reconsider your decision to support them. Mm-hmm. That is the most important thing you do. And, of course, you know, then the obvious is don't purchase anything from that company or don't use their services in the meantime, because we don't want to have any sort of cooperation with evil. So if they want to, you know, it's a free country. If they want to support Planned Parenthood, they certainly can. But they're not going to do it with my money.
Well, Doug, we only have about a moment left in this segment. But one of the things I've heard you say, and this is helpful guidance for people, and if you can explain it, you've said this boycott list, this practice is an important pro-life practice. At the same time, it's not a religion. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, what I mean by that is it's not something that's going to send you to heaven or hell, whether you participate or don't participate. This is something for people who really want to take the extra step and say, look, you know, I know that the abortion industry benefits from these corporations, and I don't want to have anything to do with that. So, and I personally can't see why anybody wouldn't want to do that. So if you're able and you're willing and you're willing to write the letters and to make the phone calls, I mean, we've had so far 157 corporations stop giving money to Planned Parenthood, and that has amounted to $40 million over the last 10 years. Mm. So $40 million that Planned Parenthood has not received. And even more importantly, it's a big black eye for Planned Parenthood because these companies are coming out and saying, well, we're going to make Planned Parenthood ineligible for funding. And that is not good no matter how you look at it.
And what would you say to somebody who says, look, I have to buy a particular product, the only companies I can find for this thing are apparently giving or supporting the abortion industry in some way, but I need this product?
Well, if you have to have it, and, you know, you have to be honest with yourself, if there's something you have to have, buy it. You know, do it reluctantly. Still write your letter saying I'm only buying this because I have to, and as soon as I can find another company that makes it, if ever, I will certainly switch to that company. But certainly just do what you can. But since as I said, it's not a religion, so don't think, oh, no, I just absolutely can't. And I've even had people say, well, I'm going to stop taking my medication made by this certain company that's on the boycott list. And that's not very pro-life. Right. So we urge people not to do things like that, but to just be reasonable about it. Do the best you can. But if you fail or if you aren't as successful in doing it as you'd like to be, just keep trying. It's not the end of the world.
Well, we want to thank you for the work you do. We look forward to collaborating with you, and we will certainly continue to promote to our viewers here and elsewhere that they take part in this boycott list. Thanks for all the work, Doug.
And thank you for all your work, too. I appreciate it.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. Friends, stay with us. After this break, we'll talk more about how to put your pro-life convictions into action.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Well, welcome back, friends. We're talking about putting our pro-life convictions into action. And Janet and I are joined now by phone by a very special guest, Joan Rosenhauer. She works for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops in an office called the Office for Justice, Peace, and Human Development. Joan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's very good to have you with us. Of course, we've talked on a number of occasions and are very appreciative of your work and of the work, of course, of the bishops overall in their witness to justice and peace and the right to life. Tell us a little bit about your office and what you do.
Well, all of us who work here at the USCCB work for bishops, and particularly for committees of bishops, the committees that the bishops have formed to carry out their work together. And the two committees that I work for and my colleagues work for are the Committee on Domestic Justice and Human Development and the Committee on International Justice and Peace. And they try to take Catholic teaching and apply the principles of Catholic teaching to the decisions that are being made in society in the areas of justice and peace. So our office works on with the bishops on issues like economic justice issues, living wage, poverty internationally and in this country, the death penalty, a wide range of issues like that.
And of course, for those of our listeners that are not familiar with this, the issues specifically of abortion and euthanasia are dealt with by a different committee, the Committee for Pro-Life Activities. There is a, I guess on a number of matters, there needs to be a lot of intercommunication among those committees. Is that right?
Absolutely. And we work very closely with our colleagues in the pro-life office here at the USCCB. One of the key areas where we've worked very, very closely and where the Bishops' Committee on Pro-Life Activities and the Bishops' Committees on other issues, domestic and international issues, as well as education, communications, immigration, all of those committees worked very closely together on developing the recent statement on faithful citizenship that the bishops just passed at their meeting a couple of weeks ago. So that's one key area where we work together, but we work together on many other issues, issues having to do with health care, because our teaching leads us to support access to health care, but obviously we want it to be consistent with whatever health care is provided to be consistent with our pro-life convictions as well. So that's an area where we work very closely with them as well.
We are, of course, promoting the document you just referred to, issued by the bishops in November, the document Faithful Citizenship. Tell us in a nutshell, what is the message and the plea of that document to American citizens?
Well, it's really an effort to urge all citizens, but in a particular way, it's a message to the Catholic community to be involved in public life and to use our values to shape decisions in public life. And that certainly applies to voting as a key moment when we have that opportunity. But it really is an ongoing, year-round, day-in, day-out activity. And so it really calls on Catholics to recognize that, you know, even though we may have been taught that religion and politics are not, polite topics or something, that that in our tradition, religion and politics have a lot to do with each other. And we want the values of our religious convictions to shape our political decision-making.
Joan, how would people get a copy of this Faithful Citizenship? Because, you know, this is the beginning of a very important election year, and obviously this could be a great educational tool for pastors to use in their churches. So how would they get a copy?
Exactly. There is an easy-to-access website. It's www.faithfulcitizenship.org. And right now it has the full text of the bishop's statement, but in addition to approving that, and all the bishops in the country at their meeting voted on it and approved it overwhelmingly. But in addition to that, they also approved a bulletin insert that can be put on two sides of a piece of paper and easily printed and copied. But they're also available in red, white, and blue colors and things like that from USCCB Publishing. But all of that is now up on the website. After the first of the year, there will also be a wide range of other materials that can be used with youth groups and young adult groups and small faith communities and in many different settings. So a lot of study guides and things like that and lesson plans that can be used in many different settings with different age groups to help parishes make it as easy as possible for parish leaders to share this message in the various ministries at the parish level.
What would you say to a local pastor, from your perspective working on the national level, saying to a local pastor, here's what you can do, here's what you should be doing, for the advancement of the church's teachings on justice and peace in your parish, and then to the individual believer in the pew who often might feel so overwhelmed by so many of these issues and the direction our nation is taking, some practical words of advice for them as well.
Well, to pastors, I would say be familiar with the message of faithful citizenship, because there are many central principles that are outlined about our concern about human life and protecting innocent human life and always opposing anything that would be in any way an attack on human life, about our concern for promoting what is good and for promoting the common good and the well-being of all. So there are principles in here that can really be woven into parish life, and at best, this is something that isn't addressed just you know, 2 weeks before the election, but it's addressed on an ongoing basis so that people become familiar with these principles that can help them to make decisions in public life. A key element of the bishop's statement this time is that the central role of the church, and therefore the central role of church leaders, is to help Catholics form their consciences. It's the Catholic's responsibility to form his or her conscience. But the church helps Catholics to do that by providing the teaching and by providing the guidance, and that can be found in faithful citizenship. So I think for pastors to become familiar with this and then to share it through homilies and through the various education programs they have in the parish, and working with other parish leaders to share this message. As far as the individual Catholic goes, one of the things that faithful citizenship does is to provide some guidance in that effort to form one's conscience in order to make sound moral choices in public life. So, again, I think this is a real resource. If people will read it, they will understand some of the basic teaching of the church that can shape their formation of conscience in anticipation of making decisions in public life. It also gives them some kind of practical steps that they can take to try to do that formation of conscience. So I think in both cases, being familiar with the statement can help a lot.
Well, Joan, we want to thank you for the work that you do, you and all your colleagues there at the Bishop's Conference. And we certainly look forward to working with you to promote this document and all the Church's teachings on all the issues of justice and peace. So God bless you, and thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, Janet, also. And brothers and sisters, you have just heard about a very, very important resource. And again, we encourage you to go to faithfulcitizenship.org to obtain not only the document that the Catholic bishops have issued, but the bulletin insert and the other educational resources that you can use in your churches, in your groups and organizations, and individually as a believer. And to our friends who are not members of the Catholic Church, nonetheless, the principles here are biblical. The principles here are effective ways for us all to work together for a more just and peaceful society. My friends, in this program, you have heard several practical ways to put your convictions into action. We stand together as the people of life. And the people of life recognize that life is a gift of God. From its beginning to its natural end, it comes from God, it belongs to God, it goes back to God. And therefore, at every stage of human life, no matter who the individuals may be or where they may live or what it is that may be threatening their life or their dignity, we will be standing there with those lives, protecting, advocating for them, and in the name of God Himself, calling on all people to respect and assist them. We do believe, we do practice a consistent ethic of life. Let us continue to show that consistent love and respect for every person. We encourage you now to stay with us. After this break, we will have our action segment to talk about more practical resources for building a culture of life. Please stay with us.
There is a crisis in America. A Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, You'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome, friends, to our action segment where Janet Moran, our associate, and I talk to you about practical things you can do to advance the cause of life. And today we're going to talk about the Silent No More Awareness Campaign.
Well, you know, Father, as you know, the Silent No More Awareness Campaign is where men and women who've experienced abortion but come through healing stand out in a public way at our gatherings and hold those signs that I regret my abortion, and the men have a sign that says I regret less fatherhood. We'd like people out there that are interested in bringing that type of gathering to their community. We would be happy to help them do that. We need regional coordinators. It doesn't mean you have to have had an abortion to be a regional coordinator, but you'd like to have this kind of an event. They can go to the silentnomoreawareness.org website, and they can send us an email through that website, and we'll be happy to be personally in touch with them and see how we can bring the campaign to their community. But then we'd like to help them spread the message of the campaign by using the various products we've developed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have bumper stickers, both in the regular kind that are, you know, sticky to go on the car, or a static sticker. We have mugs. We have pins now, nice big round-sized pins that say, I regret my abortion, or the women do regret. Everyone can wear a pin, or every woman can wear one that says, women do regret abortion.
Right, because that doesn't mean
that they had one.
But
right.
It's spreading, it's counteracting the myth, isn't it, that
yes.
That abortion is somehow a benefit to women. It's not. Those who have it are the best testimonials that this, in fact, is it doesn't solve your problems, it brings more problems.
That's right. So again, with the women do regret abortion saying, we have the buttons, we have the mugs, we have T-shirts, they can wear the T-shirts. I know a lot of the youth groups, there's a pro-life T-shirt day. Why not wear a T-shirt that says, women do regret abortion? And then finally, we have big vinyl banners. These could be hung in a school gymnasium, a church hall, if you're having a rally. And again, with the message, women do regret abortion. And then we have another one that has a lot of the women who've had abortion. They're pictured there standing in a group, women of different ethnical backgrounds. And the caption says, we regret our abortion. If you do, there's help. And there's a hotline number that you can call, plus our web address. I mean, a banner like that hanging in a high school or college gymnasium, can you imagine the effect that that will have? You know, a lot of these kids are the ones who go off and have abortions, but if they see there's people who said this wasn't good, a good thing to do, it might stop some people from going down that road. So we'd like them to use these products to help get the message out that abortion is not good for women.
And people have, of course, their own websites, and to link to silentnomoreawareness.org is another way to promote the campaign. And also to link to the specific testimonies that are on the website. One could make a link specifically to the testimony that has been given by one or another of these women or men, and let people who visit your website know about it. Similarly, sending out the link through one's email list. And also, pastors in churches can promote the campaign, first of all, by putting it on their church website, by telling their congregation about it through mailings that go out, and also by inviting one of these women or men to say something to the Sunday congregation at the end of the service and to share their testimony from the pulpit. Many have done this, and it's a tremendous way to lead the congregation to a deeper awareness of why abortion is wrong.
You know, if any questions they have in that regard, Father, they can email us at mail@silentnomoreawareness.org, and we would love to get back in touch with them, get a post-abortive person to speak in their church, help to get a gathering in their community. So we want them to really help us to get this message out, because, you know, a lot of people cling to choice because they somehow think abortion is good for women. If they get the message out there, more and more people will be converted to the pro-life message.
So, again, in order to facilitate a gathering where women will come together and say, I regret my abortion, we're not saying that they're the ones who have to find the women.
No.
We actually have women on our database ready to share about this in their own local community. This is just a facilitator to help organize the event.
That's correct.
Yes.
So just contact us at Gospel Life, like I said, the Silent No More Awareness website, and we'll be happy to put them in touch with the women who want to make that event happen in their community.
Okay. Thanks, Janet. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We want to hear from you. Be in contact with us. We'll get you some of these products for the campaign eagerly to share with you and with those you associate with the message not only that abortion hurts women and that women regret it, but that there is hope and healing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's spread that positive message and continue to defend life.
Until people saw images of children in coal mines, did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture, did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life, because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help. There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. The Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.